We thank you and praise you that we're one day closer to the resurrection. Hallelujah. We're one day closer to peace on earth. Hallelujah. And all of the wonderful things. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. The Lord reminded me of this. What the angel said. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. God's will is good toward men. It's the devil that messes it up, but he's a defeated foe. Hallelujah. And in the book of Hebrews, it says he has been brought to naught. That's zero, nothing. Glory to God. So, let's take a look at the will of God in Mark chapter 1. Let's begin in verse 32. And at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, them that were possessed with devils. All the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, cast out many devils, suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And in the morning, rise up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Why? Well, the synopsis of his ministry is this. I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. Amen. Amen. Isn't that good? Well, he's here this morning to do the will of the Father and see to it that you leave here this morning healed. Yes. And everyone online to see to it that you're healed this morning. Yes. Amen. Amen. And you do what we do. You shout when we shout. You jump when we jump. Like that. So, Simon and they that were him followed after him, and when they had found him, they had to hunt him. They had to go find him. He hid out so he could pray and hear from his Father. Yes, and plan his day early. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. He preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Don't you know that was a happy bunch of synagogues? The people, yeah. But we find in other places they accused him of casting out the devil by the devil. There came a leper to him beseeching him and kneeling down to him. And saying unto him, if you will, if it's your will, you can make me clean. Well, it was obvious he could do it. But now remember now, this is a leper. He's an untouchable. Is it your will to heal an outcast like me, a worthless, thrown away human being? Could it possibly be your will for somebody like me? Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Now look at this. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. His words. What are words? Words are spiritual containers. the first recorded words we have in the Bible. And God said, and it was so. He's a faith God. Well, you can go to the book of Hebrews, and it literally says that He created the worlds out of something that does not appear. Well, of course it doesn't appear. It's an invisible force, but the name of it is faith. Amen. Faith is the connector. Faith is the catalyst. Words mixed with faith dominate. Words of love. Think about this. Spiritual containers. Words carry faith. Words carry fear. Fear is faith in reverse. Fear is faith in a storm. Fear is faith in a poisonous snake. Fear is faith. Coming from an aviation background, I like to talk about reciprocals. North is a reciprocal of south. So they're, and they are exact opposites, but in another way, they're the same because both of them are directions of a compass. Both of these are spiritual forces. Adam's faith became fear. When he heard the voice of God, he was afraid and hid himself. That's the first record of fear. But God, always, but God. But God. But God. Amen. Now watch this now. Notice this. Now, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days. It was noise that he was in the house. Now that's his home in Capernaum. Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much about the door. And he preached the word unto them. This was in his home, not a synagogue. Now notice, there come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy or paralysis, which was born of four. When they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy. Now, there's two apps you need to get. One, of course, is the Holy Bible app, and it has all different kinds of translations in it. The other is the BLB, the Blue Bible app. And you can, it will give you the root and basis of Hebrew words and Greek words. Amen. And we'll see that in just a moment. But hallelujah. That's where a palsy. And you look that up in the BLB, and it says a paralysis on one side. He had a stroke. Isn't that good? He had a stroke. Not the stroke wasn't good, but now you know. And palsy is an old English word. He had a stroke. So he couldn't get around. This is very telling right here. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, now wait a minute. It was the roof of his house. when he saw their faith, saw their what?
Faith.
Faith. He said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. So sin was something in this situation. There were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts. Why did this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? Immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it is easier to say the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power, hath authority on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up your bed and go your way to thine house. Immediately he arose, took up his bed, went forth before them all, insomuch they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Glory to God. And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto him, and he taught them. Praise God. It is so easy to receive from Jesus. He said, that's why I'm here. Now, if we would say it like this, this is what I do. This is what I do. You'll hear a professional baseball player, this is what I do. In other words, this is my, what? No. Profession. It's also translated confession. This is my profession. I profess to do this. This is my profession. I don't have a career. I had a flying career. This is not a career. With me, this is a mandate. A joyful mandate. This is what I must do to live and be in the will of God. Hallelujah. And he's a good God. If you don't believe that, turn to the 145th Psalm. Now, I know you enjoy your iPad and all this, but the batteries have never run down in this. And I've said this before, one day, they're roaming around in the attic or something. And they say, we found Pawpaw's iPad. Are you kidding me? But we found Pawpaw's Bible.
That's it. That's the truth.
We found one of Pawpaw's Bibles.
That's the truth.
We found three or four or five of Pawpaw's Bibles. And they're all marked up till you can hardly read them. Yes. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So, I want to read this to you from this translation. So, the 145th Psalm. And they can put it up there if they'd like, but I like to do this. And I'd rather you just listen to it. I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever with grateful, affectionate praise. Every day with this new reason will I bless you affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. His greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works, and another shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wondrous works I will meditate. Men shall speak of the might of your tremendous and terrible acts or awesome acts. I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth like a fountain the fame of your great abundant goodness. What? Your great abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your rightness and justice. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. And as you've heard Gloria talk about, gracious means he's disposed to show favors. I mean, that's what he does. He is disposed to show favors. Full of compassion, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy and loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works, the entirety of things created. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, your loving ones that bless you affectionately, and gratefully shall your saints confess and praise you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men God's mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And Jesus would say, the kingdom of God is at hand. Be healed. Glory to God. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. The Lord upholds all those of his own who are falling and raises up all those that are bowed down. I like the 16th verse. You open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. Oh. Now you just heard my favorite song. But then that's, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, let's go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. The 10th chapter, 38th verse. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now that's talking about, the Apostle Paul wrote this, and so that's talking, he's saying that. That's not God saying that. My soul, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but them that believe to the saving of the soul. There it is again. Now faith is the substance of thing. Now the saving of the soul, the saving, the sozo of the soul, the psyche, the mind, the will, and the emotion. He's writing this to born-again people, spirit-filled people. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear by faith. Now, in the Classic Amplified, now faith, when?
Now.
Now. We're talking about faith versus hope. Hope is in the future. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. As real fact, That woman with the issue of blood came to the place. She said it. It belonged to her. It became so real in her. She said, if I but touch his clothes, I will be made whole. Now, one says the hem of his garment. That's more accurate. What garment? He's dressed as a rabbi. And the garment that hangs below is the hem of his shawl. That's where the anointing of the rabbi was, in the prayer shawl. If I just touch that, it's guaranteed. I have it. That's all I have to do. That's all that's left. Now, Oral Roberts called that the point of contact. That was her point of contact. When I touch that, my faith is released. Jesus said, your faith made you whole. Praise God. So, here it is. It became her title deed. I own it. I have it. The thing I hope for. The proof of the things we do not see. Proof! I can't see it, but I prove it. She didn't have the written word to go by. God put that in there so we would see that, and that proves it. I don't need any more evidence. That's what Cornelius said to Jesus. I'm not important enough you even come under my roof. I'm a commander. I give commands. I say to one, go, and he goes. I say to one, come, and he comes. I say to another, do this, and he does it. Speak the word only, my servant will be healed. Jesus said, I've not found such great faith in all of Israel. Now then, the 11th chapter of the book of Mark. Mark chapter 11, look at verse 11. Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple when he looked round about upon all things. And now the evening tide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. He just went in there and looked around. Didn't do anything. Didn't say anything. I'm not so sure they realized he was there. I only do what I see my Father do. And I only say what I hear my Father say. I came to do the will of my Father. What is your will in here? That's one of the first wisdoms and musts of faith. Particularly in a time of calamity and disaster.
Hello, I'm Martin Hawkins from Kenneth Copeland Ministries in Europe. I'd like to greet all of the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You are so precious and so special to us. I've got some great news for you. I'm here in Harrogate at the Harrogate Convention Centre. And this summer in June, Brother Copeland's coming here along with his good friend, Brother Jerry Savelle. We're going to have a great time together. There'll be praise and worship and great teaching and the opportunity for you to fellowship and come and meet some of the staff from the KCM office. So if you can join us in beautiful Harrogate from the 1st to the 3rd of June for the Europe Victory Campaign, you will be very welcome. You'll be very blessed. Expect faith, expect victory.
We live in a word-created, word-controlled universe. And God said, light be. And there was light. God predestined your future, your success. He put the authority in you to see the blessing at work. Know the authority you have been given and understand how powerful your words are. Take control of your words with the Power of Your Words package. This package includes, You Are the Prophet of Your Own Life. You Can Change Your World Through the Power of Your Words by Kenneth Copeland. And How You Call It Is How It Will Be, also by Kenneth Copeland. You can choose to have a great future. Set your life in order by speaking words of life. Stop letting your words negatively affect you. Start saying what the Word says. Put the principles from these teachings to work to enrich your faith and stop fear from ruling your life. Launch your life from a place of defeat to victory, from worry to peace, from pain to relief, by calling things which be not as though they were.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Blessed are those who hear the word and obey it. Today, Brother Copeland taught us a key about living by faith and learning how to follow God's plan for our lives. Jesus did the will of the Father by saying, I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what I hear my Father say. That's our pattern for living by faith, and we listen and obey to God's word. This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you to help you grow in developing that lifestyle of faith. It's called the Power of Your Words package. God has given you the right to use His word to create and change things in your life. Jesus has been given all authority, both in heaven and in earth. And as born-again believers, you and I have in Him the authority to do His will. You were made alive in fellowship with Christ and raised up together with Him and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When you speak the word in faith, you're releasing God's miracle-working word that changes situations and circumstances for your good. To receive your free package today, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow, Brother Copeland will be in Branson, Missouri for the Branson Victory Campaign. Join him live at Faith Life Church or go online to kcm.org. Set aside April 13th through the 15th for a total immersion experience in the Word of God. For all the information on this free event, go to kcm.org. And guess what? We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.